Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
I am. How long is the survey?
It takes around 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'll do it as quick as possible.
We're in the middle of getting dinner ready, so. But I love these things.
That's okay. Perfect. So are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I think I'm independent. I should be.
Thank you very much. This November, there will be an election for U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain to vote.
Thank you very much. First of all, how will you rate the job Terry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Somewhat high.
Thank you very much. Now, I do have a few statements for you. So the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovations on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you will vote yes or vote no to each of the following three bond options. So, option one, a $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of home value, but will have some of the school building projects? Yes or no?
I'd probably vote yes on that.
Thank you. Option two. An $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would pay for many, but not all new school buildings projects needed? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, option three. A $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district. Yes or no?
Wasn't that what the first one was for?
I'm sorry?
I'm just confused because it seems like there's a bunch of stuff that's going to the same thing.
That is correct. I can go over the question again. So,
okay.
A $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district. Would you vote yes or no?
Probably yes.
Thank you. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Probably yes. Clever school.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am. Now, following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues might say the following, quoting, property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. Would you reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
I think what you said, sorry, I've got some distractions going on here. So people think that the money's not being spent well is basically the gist of what you're saying.
Let me just go over the statement again just to make sure that it's clear. So, property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. This is the opponent's statement. So do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the opponent's statement?
I would somewhat disagree with that.
Thank you very much. I have a few more statements for you, okay? So we're almost done.
Okay.
So lastly, here are some statement supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes. Please,
you have no room to talk. Thank you. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, that's okay. Great.
I don't, but it doesn't matter. You answer calls from pilots all the time. Sorry.
That's me. Sorry. That's okay.
This is important shit. No. This isn't just, you know. Okay.
It is. Thank you, ma'am. That's okay. So rate it as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to the property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. So CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best schools districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
I think it was persuasive, meaning like we should continue to do this. Yeah.
Very right. Persuasive, somewhat persuasive.
Do very. Because it's basically keep doing what we're doing because schools are great, right? So.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Now, passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support their recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellent education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Very precise. Thank you.
Yes.
I just have a few more statements. So,
sorry, I'm just trying to answer them as they're starting to sink in.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. So very persuasive, somewhat Thank you. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high paying and demand job.
Very persuasive. This place is awesome. It's awesome. I love it there.
I just need to finish reading this. Okay, we're almost done. As those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills, this not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive, tax-paying citizens.
Yeah, that place kicks ass. Very persuasive.
Thank you. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. And we just have two more left. Okay, we're almost done. So, passing the mail levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while staffing our schools to meet student needs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very.
Thank you. Now, continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very.
Thank you very much. Now, after hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 on home value, will you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you very much. And what is your age?
43.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 or under?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. So do you have any children attending the Cherry Creek School District schools?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? African American, white, Hispanic. Right. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm Hispanic, perfect. Actually, 50%.
Okay, so you're Hispanic?
Yeah, I look white, but I'm not.
Thank you. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. Ma'am, your opinion is very important to us. Have a good day, and thank you for taking our call.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, bye.